This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 22nd, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. Is there something systematically wrong with those computer models that predict global warming? Cato Institute Senior Fellow in Environmental Studies, Pat Michaels, comments.
Well, there are dozens of computer models of climate for the future. They all tend to predict warmings, in fact, constant rates of warming. But how much warming is forecast is really dependent upon what model you choose. Now, what's more interesting is what recently appeared in Nature magazine by Kenley Side et al. These were some scientists from Leipzig, is that they were looking at patterns of temperature in the ocean and decided that we're not going to see any more warming till at least the middle of the next decade. That would mean that we essentially will have gone 2 decades with no surface warming. Now, there's not one computer model in the world that was used by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the so-called consensus of scientists, of which I'm a member, that has in it 2 decades where there is no net warming. Now, if these models are what serves as the basis for policy, that means we really don't have very much science behind our policies anymore. And the ramifications of this are very large. It not only tells us the shortcomings of the computer models, but it tells us that there may be a systematic error. Because the way global warming works, carbon dioxide initially warms up the air, and then the surface of the ocean warms up a little bit, which allows more water to evaporate. And water is a much more powerful warming greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. If you delay the warming of the ocean by 2 decades, then you delay that so-called feedback effect of the additional water vapor even further. It reduces the amount of warming that you would expect over the course of this century to a relatively small value and one that will surely be adapted to.
Well, what do you suspect is the systematic error, if you can make a prediction about that?
Systematic error clearly is in the understanding of heat transfer through the oceans. Oceans are very complicated. We don't have a lot of instrumentation that goes down very deep. And it is very clear that the oceans now are capable of halting warming for a decade or two. Again, what that means in the long run is that this additional so-called feedback mechanism where the warmed ocean yields more water vapor to the atmosphere, which yields much more warming, that too gets delayed. So whatever this fundamental lack of understanding, frankly, should lead us to a fundamental lack of expensive policy. But I don't know whether that's going to happen.
And, you know, in your observations, how have media, politicians, and activists responded to this information?
They have ignored the fact that, you know, we've had 10 years without warming now and now have projections of up to another decade without it. They are just trying to ignore this very, very large elephant in the committee room. But it will come up, I assure you, in the course of this election cycle, and it's going to have to be addressed.
What about candidates? Have there been any statements from candidates?
No. The viable candidates, all are actually pretty similar on global warming. The McCain is very, very green. That was one of his strategies to get the nomination, was to be able to carve out sort of green Republican delegates, such as out in California, and it has succeeded. He had a bill in front of the Senate called the Lieberman-McCain bill, which would limit carbon dioxide emissions by about 70% by the year 2050. Amazingly, when he became a very viable candidate, it changed to the Lieberman-Warner bill. All of a sudden now the Republican on it is Senator John Warner from Virginia, when it used to be John McCain. I think that there are many implications as to why he didn't want his name on there, because these policies are, one, impossible, and two, expensive. And I don't think that the person running for president would want to be directly associated with something like that. You know, when we say that we're going to reduce our emissions of carbon dioxide 70% in the next 42 years, because there are going to be so many more people in this country between now and 2050, that actually means we're reducing the per capita emissions by about 90%. That would take us back to the emission level that we had probably somewhere around Thomas Jefferson's time.
Pat Michaels is a senior fellow in environmental studies at the Cato Institute and author of the book Meltdown. You can get your copy at cato.org.